All right.
right. Well,
I it's saved for me.
yeah. Wow, that's kind of embarrassing of how that just happened.
I'm not exactly
I
sure what happened myself.
just like texted me, and I went to go like slide up, and you
Yeah.
know how the stop button is right on the bottom? Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
I,
Well, yeah,
yeah.
the audio, so.
Well, the audio didn't save for me, but I guess you can like, make it make yours like into two parts, and I'll just make like a whole new episode for this
Yeah.
one. Anyway, so I'll just make like an intro. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the original podcast. I'm fuck the original topic podcast, and
You
I'm
got it.
Leafy.
I'm Roman.
And yeah, welcome. Briefly, we were talking about our injuries and our embarrassing stories. You can probably check that out on
Yeah,
his
I will
channel
post that.
if he uploads it. All right, he will upload it, so don't you worry. I was sharing some of mine. I think we should switch off to like some other stuff,
Yeah.
Oh, Harris wanted to talk about Black Ops 4. I actually personally haven't bought the game yet,
I will
but I
help you buy that, honestly. It's that good. I enjoy it. I'm not sure about other people, though.
Is it how good is the game?
It is great.
I heard
Like,
it's like
sell
really good.
everything you own until you
That
have
that's why like I
$60.
wanted burping. It's like
Ew.
fucking it's not even like acid bath burping, it's just regular burping. Yeah, like I don't know, like I saw some people like play
Is.
Black Ops 4, and I was just like, yo, it looks pretty good, and it seems pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can make some like funny ass edits on it, or like make something with it, and like do some funny moments with you once I get it at least.
Yeah, so I'll talk about a little pros and cons. So at the moment I'm only level 55, so I'm like right next to a ranking up. And it's really fun. I have gold on a few guns, and that's cool, but there's some a little bit of cons, Every game has a little bit of minuses. Like quickscoping. It's disabled. You can't quickscope in Blackout. It's literally impossible.
Yeah.
Nah, I understand why, but I was actually watching
It's
an
kind of
interview,
fucking
and they talked about how Black Ops 1 quickscoping was the best quickscoping because it was more realistic. Which I kind of agree with, but I honestly thought BO2 quick shipping was the best. Yeah, just like BO3.
It was definitely
BO3 and
realistic.
BO2
It
are like
wasn't
the main
realistic, but it was
quick
definitely realistic.
shipping games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Fucking
You had to
babies.
use like an ACOG site.
But like BO1, I couldn't really quick scope for shit in that game.
Yeah, you had to use your ACOG sight on your L9A1.
And that's not the best. It looks fucking ugly. Like, don't get me wrong, ACOG sights are okay for like some guns, but
Yeah.
like with a sniper, it's a little, what the fuck? I don't know. It looks ugly to me on a sniper. Yeah, I
I hope
heard the
so.
battle pass in Black Ops 4 was some shit.
I enjoy it.
Because of the stuff that you got. Now, hey, I'm just saying other people's opinion. But yeah, like I don't know how they do their stuff. So yeah, like I don't know what they have in all of it.
Yeah, I just killed this kid with a grenade. Let's go. 5 kills, 4 people left. Oh,
Oh yeah.
I am too. Yeah. My
Nintendo.
mom's actually selling
I'm
her
actually a
Wii U right
huge
now to buy
Nintendo
a
fan, by the
Nintendo
way. Are
Switch,
you?
which
Yeah.
clearly won't get her all the money, but she'll get it.
Damn. Yeah, she'll get close to it. Like, I was playing Smash Bros. Like Ultimate
I
with
miss Jacob.
Elijah, and I would also play with like I think Jacob as well. I'm
Dude,
not
we need to
sure.
organize. I need
But
to come with you.
yeah, I know. I'm
We
going
need
to
to
him
go
for
or
that this
something. I
summer,
miss him
so
so bad.
yeah. Yeah.
Just
Just
unexpectedly.
like get me, you, Elijah, and just let's all just go over to his house. His mom makes us the best food. I was talking to him and he was just like, yo, remember when like last year you were like supposed to come over to my house? Because this is when like, well, no, he moved like in the beginning, kind of. No, he moved last year, I think. Yeah, and I was
Yeah,
supposed to
he
come over
does.
to his house, but my mom wouldn't let me. Like, he lives in North Carolina, right? My other mom wouldn't let me like go because I had to spend her weekend. But my other mom was like, yeah, he should go, because my mom and his mom's relationship is like fucking amazing. But like that was like last year ago. Now I can just do wherever the
I'm
fuck,
gonna go to
because I'm
like
just be like,
fucking
yo,
Cali.
I'm gonna be
Okay,
like
just make
over
sure you
here.
bring your
She's like,
coat.
all right, because I'm actually. It's how it is. Like, to be honest though, I miss this. I miss him. But anyway, like back to like the topic that I was trying to talk
I
about.
main Isabelle,
Smash Bros.
low-key.
Ultimate.
I
Oh
played
my
a few
god, this game
times.
is absolutely fucking amazing. Like, yo, it's actually pretty fucking amazing.
Kirby's kind of powered.
Like, Kirby is still fucking badass. Oh my god. Yeah, like throughout my years of playing like Smash Bros, like from the first Smash Bros that I played,
Kirby is
I
the
was
best.
always Kirby, because like I loved his games and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna use him. And yeah, he is pretty fucking overpowered. Like his hammer, bro, fucking launch you over to fucking like Samus's world and whatnot. Like yeah. Metron. Oh, hey, Starbomb.
Nah.
Starbomb is making a new album, I think. You know who those guys are? Yo, you should listen to their music. They make like a Nintendo or like video game like
No. I'm
kind of stuff. It was Do you know who
not big in the music
Egoraptor is?
industry.
Damn, all right. Wow. Yeah, he's kind of in the music industry, but like he's in the Game Grumps. He's one of the Game Grumps guys. It's like him and Danny. Those two guys. And they make like music parodies of well, like not really
100%
parodies, but
watch them,
parodies
yeah.
of games, as in like music
If
videos.
they're
It's
that
pretty
good.
cool. You should watch them. Because Jacob, yeah, they're fucking amazing. They did a Street Fighter one, and like my
I
favorite
like
ones
those.
are the Legend of Zelda, because
Have you
I'm
seen
a
the
Legend of
randomizer?
Zelda fan as well. Fucking Ocarina of Time.
The randomizer video?
What's yours? The randomizer for
I
what?
just won.
No. Wanna watch it though.
Two
After,
games in a
right
row,
after this
first two
podcast.
games ever. All right, now I can
Nice.
focus 100%.
And like this is just the second episode of our fucking podcast. How many do you think that we're gonna make? And yeah, we are gonna make a lot. I like doing these. Like it's easy to edit them because like all you really need is like a picture. But
Yeah, they are fun. I enjoy them.
to be honest, like I don't know, podcasts are just fun to make. Yeah, I enjoy also listening to other people's podcasts. Like the podcast that I really like
I watched the
watching is
one
The
by
Official
Moist
Podcast.
Critical.
Like they are actually amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, Penguins. That's his name, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm retarded. I'm sorry,
you know,
guys.
Penguin, him.
I watch his Smash video, or not a Smash, his fucking Soul Calibur videos.
Yeah,
I've
he's cool.
watched
Like I
the
watch his
full
videos all the time.
Gibby
Actually, I watch the
podcast.
podcast every time like I go to sleep because
Yeah, Misfits.
damn, all the way. I watched the full Raccoon Eggs podcast with him when when they featured Raccoon Eggs in the official podcast, and Misfits was it's an amazing podcast. I know. Just high all the time. Oh yeah, by the way,
Yeah,
if you guys know who the
it
Martin
was in a
Boys
video,
are,
not trying to flex.
we're cool with them. Well, like I'm cool with two of them. Ryan from the Martin Boys was talking to me about like how he watched the Misfits and whatnot. Actually, he's subscribed to the YouTube, like to my YouTube channel. I think he's subscribed to yours as well.
We should.
So yeah, yo, you know what? Let's try to get him on the podcast, get some extra views in there. Yeah, but wait, no, for real, we actually should
That would be so fucking funny, like
interview
if
him.
we just
Be
like
like, so
interview him, like
how's your
it's,
YouTube channel going on?
I was about to say
How's
like
this?
interview him with like super personal shit, but that's kind of weird. From a
Yeah,
personal place
but
in
like
which we
we
might
already know him
talk about
from like a
a lot
personal,
of things
at
from the
least like
entire world.
I think from you because like you guys, like yeah, but yeah, to be honest, like, Ryan, he's amazing. So is Alex. Like I hang out with him occasionally. He's pretty cool,
I only see him in like the hallways of that one school
but
that we go to.
he's kind of only a little bit of, yeah, especially from that one school that we go to, just to hang out. We don't go to school. Nah, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm still
So,
alone. Let's go.
it's like Valentine's Day soon. Damn.
You
I
say
don't know what the
that,
fuck I'm
but
gonna be doing with
it's not gonna
Odessa, but
happen.
it's all right. You're gonna find someone, Caleb. I
I
believe
do
in you.
know.
Hey, you don't know.
Can. I'm not attractive.
You can tell the future, my guy. Like today, I was telling you how hot you were. Like, not even being sarcastically too. It seemed like you, like to you, it probably took
I
it
thought you
to a
were doing
different
it
way. I didn't mean it, like as
out of
in
being it. I mean, your
bad,
cousin's pretty weird.
because like my cousin, I was sitting next to yeah, she is. But no, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I was actually being genuine because like I don't know, you just looked pretty fucking hot. Like no homo, but like you looked pretty good. right, not no.
I don't know. Your cousin's kind of weird, though. Like,
And I was just like, you can't just be dissing on my man like this, cuz.
she like asked me if I was gay, and then she said, "Are you sure you're not gay?" And I was like, "Yes."
She's fucking bi and she's like killing everyone if they're gay or not. She didn't ask me because she knew that I wasn't gay. I was just like, well. See,
I don't even know her
her
name.
mom says that she's an angel, but we all know the real her.
Yeah,
She's
it's
fucking
yeah, you can tell me after.
and it, oh well, I should keep it anonymous, like, you know, because yeah, I'll tell you after. But yeah, I actually, we didn't even know we were cousins until like I think the end of sixth grade, because there was a baby shower that it was my aunt's baby shower, and I went to go there and you know celebrate the baby shower and whatnot, and I sit down and I examine everyone there like to know if I know them or not, you know, not to be like a fucking creep or anything, and I see, you know, my cousin, and I'm like, what the why is she here, what the fuck. And so I walk over and she's like, why the fuck are you here? And I was like, the same question I was
That's kind of
asking you.
weird.
And it turns out we're cousins. We didn't even know it. Fucking wow. Yeah. So it was really weird. Like, we have this, like, the same cousin that we,
Whoa.
like, talk about. He doesn't like me, but he likes her. Like, yeah. Because I was playing Call of Duty this one time that he came over to my house. And he liked Destiny. And I also had the game Destiny. I was just playing Call of Duty at the time. And he was just like, man, he's such a pleb
Ew.
playing Call of Duty. And I'm like,
Because you like
get out of my
COD and he likes
face.
Destiny.
So that's probably
He's the
why
pleb
we
who
don't like each
likes
other.
fucking a game.
Yeah.
Don't like it. I don't like it that much.
Like the game. Yeah, the game's okay. Like the story mode in it. Well, there's not really like much of a story. It's more of like, oh, here's this. I kind of got lost throughout it because there's so much. Like the loading screens are so fucking long. And downloading the game took me forever. Fucking hell, it took me like a like the game. It took me a day because the game stopped itself from downloading and then redownloaded itself again to stop once more. And I was just like, I just want to play this fucking game. I spent like $60 on it. Wait, no, I got the like something edition, so I spent more than just
Yeah, I don't
$60
like
on
it.
it.
Like, oh my God, I've said
But I got it
I
for
don't like it
Easter,
like
so
60
I didn't even
times
pay
since.
money.
I hate that game.
Also got Call of Duty Ghost, and I
Who
was
likes
not
it?
happy to get that game. That fucking game is terrible. I
It
don't
makes me
know.
want to
It
skewer her
was
ankle personally.
so fucking terrible. Yeah, like I was the one that I first got it. I was just like, you know what? Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just. I never really played the game. I play the game like just loading into the fucking thing just made me just regret it. But what really made me regret it is how fucking low your health is in the multiplayer. Like, someone can
See,
shoot you
it's
like
like
twice and you
that
fucking die. And
in BO4
that's what's
sometimes,
terrible about Ghost.
and
The guns suck ass.
it's called the Spitfire, and it's this gun, and it spits and it shoots super fucking
Yeah.
fast. It's like the what's that gun in BO2? The fucking scorpion with the
The Scorpion.
yeah. And there's also a Titan preset.
God,
It's
that
literally
fucking gun.
just
I hate when people use it.
a Titan is a LMG, but the preset is that it has a thermal sight,
Is like, oh,
and the thermal sight's fucking
there.
cancerous.
So like you can just see people from. Oh my fucking God! Like.
It's all of the LMGs.
You know, you always have to have that one fucking overpowered weapon in every fucking game.
It's never balanced.
It's never fucking balanced. It's like in Fortnite, like they try to balance it, but like they kind of just fuck it up when they add in new weapons or when they take the weapons out that was already okay.
Chasing after the snow skin with a shotgun.
Kind of like the revolver. Like the revolver was pretty fucking fair. And the pump, it's so confusing to me. Like the first time before it got nerfed, it was kind of confusing. And then when it got nerfed, it was just like, it's not like it did anything. But then it got like, it like boosted it, and now they made like higher versions of the pump. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it's not as confusing anymore, and it's all right. Because you can shoot people like in the body or like or into the
How
head
the
and get
fuck,
like a
yeah, it's like
nine, and you're
shotguns.
like, what? How did I get a nine on their head?
It's
But with the
AIDS.
yeah, it's fucking it's despicable. It's so but yeah. See, I would buy games just to like review them to my mom, 'cause she's a gamer too. And I would just be like, don't buy this game,
It
mom.
sucks
Although
ass.
you like I you bought it for me or I bought it myself, either way. But like, don't buy it. It sucks fucking ass. GTA, oh my
I
god,
love GTA. I like, I mean,
that
I like
game is
GTA
actually
and all,
amazing. This
but
like there's some
sometimes
flaws.
it gets annoying.
Yeah. It either gets annoying or fucking boring. It's just so morbid sometimes. It's annoying when people like kill you and you're trying to do a job. And then it's just morbid when it's like, well, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And, you know, the game just gets boring
And
after that
unless you're
'cause,
Pollock
like,
and your
what
dad
else is there
buys
to
it for
really
you.
do? And you don't have money for shit. So, yeah.
Faggot.
Yeah, but he's like a fucking. He's. Yeah. That's kind of like. Pollock, if you're even watching this, I'm sorry you're not on the podcast. I don't know. If you want to be featured, we'll look into our pending. We also have a lot of
Lots of
people who
people.
also want to be like featured. Wink, wink. But yeah, tons. You don't even realize how many people wants to be in this.
Need to put up like
But
posters and
no.
shit.
But
And this.
yeah, like. Yeah, we do. Yo, imagine us. Oh yeah, in the school. So, subscribe to like ramen knives and Icky It's Leafy. Oh yeah, I changed my thing to Whoa It's Leafy because like I realized some people had like Whoa It's someone, and I'm just like, I don't want to be that person. So and then I was like looking up like names, and I was just like, none of these
All right.
really are good, and I just saw the word Icky, and I was like, Icky It's Leafy. All right, cool. It looks good, but yeah, it's I just put It's Leafy for some of the stuff, and it's all right because in most of my names it says something leafy, It's Leafy, but yeah.
That'd
Anyway,
be great.
subscribe to Ramen Knives and
Yeah,
Icky
sorry I
It's
don't upload
Leafy
to my
to
YouTube.
get more of.
Because I
Listen
don't
to the
feel like
top of the
putting
podcast.
watermarks all
It'd
on
be
my
awesome.
everything.
We made it to 40.
So I'm waiting to get a capture card.
You will. See, I have watermarks, so you have to watch that. I'm sorry. Like, don't worry, they'll be gone soon. As soon as like I get money, they will be gone. Or as soon as I get a laptop. then they'll be gone. Because then I'm getting Sony Vegas something 15, because I want that. And then, bam, I'll just use that. Something. Here's a story I would like to tell. Yeah, the story. Our stories are amazing. Come on, it's downright amazing. So I'm trying to actually think of a story. I was just changing the subject to stories, but there was this time where, like, it's just a weird story to me, at least. There was this one time, right? I woke up one morning and I went downstairs just to see no one was down there. And I have, like, a big family, so, like,
they all just left.
There's a lot of people who'd be up, but no one was literally, they all just left me. And I was like, what the? Yeah, just home alone. And I was there for half the fucking day just by myself. Like, should I have taken advantage of this time? Yes. But no, I didn't get any text. They just left without, like, even telling me. To be honest, like, I don't know what I thought. I thought they went to the store and they just didn't want to wake me up, so they just left. But no, they, like, went to some place and then
lucky.
They, like, went to church and then went somewhere else. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys didn't even bring me? Wow.
I was forced to be baptized, dude. Like,
I'm forced to go to church too. Yo, I was forced to be baptized twice, dude. The first time I wasn't even supposed to be.
My fucking grandma was like, I also just signed you up for fucking classes so you can get baptized. I'm like, why?
It's over.
She said, because you're a Christian. I was like, wait, what the fuck? They teach you, like, what to do and what not to do.
God. Oh, actually, I have an experiment. I mean, experience like that. We used to go to this thing. Like, it was kind of like church school. They would, like, pick us up on a bus and then just, like, drive us to, like, a church school thing. And that's where I got baptized, actually. They would have, like, to your grades, like, it would be kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and it would go on, right?
Because you're big.
I was in the kindergarten grade, but they put me in the first grade for some reason. Although I was in kindergarten. Oh yeah. So I was a big boy. And they put me there, and I was also, like, getting bullied at this time. Like, about, it was the same kid too who lived in my neighborhood.
Yeah, what a faggot.
This guy, like, broke my skateboard. He bullied me. But, like, I have, like, actually another story with him. But, like, yeah. But, like, he would tell me, like, he's not even supposed to be here. He's in kindergarten and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not supposed to be here. Actually, I've told them I'm not supposed to be here. You don't need to tell them that I'm not supposed to be here. Then there's this one kid that just, I don't remember how I met him, but he was cool. And, like, he also had to get baptized, like, right after me. But, so, I remember the time I got baptized. They told me to, like, they gave me an envelope, and then they told me to go into this one place. This place was fucking humongous. And I was like, holy shit. They told me to get into the back. Yeah, it was fucking huge. And, like, at least, like, for me, like, I remember it, like, barely, but, like, I remember the few things that they told me what to do. They told me to get into the back, take off all your clothes, and put on this one thing. And I was like, the fuck? I was pretty skeptical about it because, I was like
Yes,
I think
yes.
6 at the time, so my humongous penis would have scared everyone away. But I was I took it like a champ, and I was just like, okay, if you guys want to see it, I'll do it. I didn't know what a baptize was until like they just dunked to my head underwater, and all I can hear him is like his muffled talking of him like, taking away my sin and then
That's fucking
pushing
weird.
me back up for more air and then putting me back down and to say more shit. I'm just like, then that gets done and I'm like, whoa, that was some pretty
Right, so
weird
here's my
shit.
story.
And yeah, that's the
Right,
first time I got
so this is
baptized.
the gayest fucking story. So my grandma signed me up for fucking baptism classes, and
Very
they
good.
lasted like fucking 3 weeks or some shit. Right. So I was sitting
Good.
there and I was like, hey, why the fuck am I here? I didn't sign up for this. And then she said something like, it's called family sign-ups or some shit, but none of my family was there. Just me and some other people, like this dude Steven. He's
Just
pretty
you.
cool. He's like, he reminds me of you actually. He's pretty cool. And I went through all these classes, and then at the end
Damn.
she said, hey, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, maybe. And then after that, a maybe turned into a yes, apparently, and I had to fucking do some shit. What? Was my first fucking death, alright?
Were you
Okay, I'm gonna
pleased
go
to do
back to
that
the
shit?
stream, or the fucking anchor. Wait, so what was the question? I'm tired.
Anchor.
Oh yeah, so apparently a
You were
no or a maybe turned into a yes,
talking about
and
how
a week
you
later
are.
I was told to go into this bathroom, take off all my shit except for these swimming trunks, and get baptized. So I walked down, and this autistic dude named Jared went in front of me. He was like, he had problems, but he was in front of me. He went, then my man went, my man Steven went, and then I went, right? And my dad was sitting there like looking at me, and he said to me, give the signal if you want me to feign a se fake a seizure. And I gave the signal like 5 times and he didn't do it. Yeah, so because I didn't want to do it.
Pussied
So
out.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, here I go. This dude, pastor, his name's Pastor Tim. He's a person. And Pastor Tim decided to put me in, and he forgot to take me out for like 5 minutes, or not 5 minutes, like 10 seconds. And I breathed out right before I went under, so I was like grabbing his fucking leg, just let me out,
Goddamn.
let me out. And he was like saying his blessings. He was like, wait, fuck. And he held me up. He was like, oops, sorry about that. And then he kept going with his fucking hymns
There's a
and then
kid
dunked me
down there.
two more times. That was the worst experience I've ever had.
God, hey, at least you had swimming toy swords. They
Yeah,
made me just go
so
strip
then I
down
had to
naked and have
run
this one little
like
robe
back
thing.
into the bathroom and dry off
Fucking,
and then do
which I
everything
think.
over again. And then it was
Oh,
so
yeah.
weird because I walked out and everybody was like, congratulations, Caleb. And I was like, whoa, I don't care about this. And then my dad was like, hey, pretend to be amused. So yeah, that's that.
It's amazing.
Shit.
I think
Yo,
I forgot
I
the first
remember the
word too.
first time, like the first girlfriend I had. Yeah, like, yo, she was, I don't really know. Like, I was like 5 or 4. And, like,
Wait,
this
does she
girl,
still?
she was, like, really cool. And she lived right next door to me. And, like, I would go outside and hang out. No, I moved, like, multiple times after that. So did she. But, this girl was, like, she was really cute, too. Like, maybe, like, because I was, like, 5 and whatnot. But she was cute. Later on, I realized that she had problems, but like she was okay. She was normal when I first met her, and I remember the first time. Like, yeah, I wouldn't say this was my first kiss, but it was. I was getting loved, so I was sitting on her porch with my sister, and she had her sister right next to her, and they were like going back inside to like get like another freeze pop or something, I don't remember. And this is when this
Holy
girl like
fuck.
came in closer and then kissed me on the cheek and was just like, I like, and I'm like, yeah. And I was just like, what? No way. And I was just like really excited after that. And we were just like hanging out around like the neighborhood. I was just like, yo, we should do this, we should do that. And then we dated, and then some, like after that, a few, I don't remember, like weeks or days later, her family had to move because they were in trouble for some huge shit. Like,
You should talk
I don't
about
even
it.
know if I'm allowed to like say it, but like it was some fucking huge shit, and my family. All right, I should talk about it. All right, well, like the shit's done with, and it was like a couple of years ago. They were pretty much like doing like a bunch of drugs and letting their children also do it. That's probably why she had problems. And like a bunch of shit was just going on. And actually, I think that's also what led me into foster care as well. Holy shit. But
Hell
yeah, and
yeah.
then she had to like move, but she was still with her family. Just her mom got arrested. I moved too, and we both made it to like the same school, and I met her again, and she was like, she still kind of liked me, but I can tell there was something off about her. And I think like after she realized it was me, not even fucking kidding you, a day
Fuck.
later she fucking moved, and I was like, what? And then a few years later, I move, and then, bop,
So,
it
here's
was
my
real fucked
first
up,
girlfriend ever.
first
This is
girlfriend
back in,
ever.
I'd like to say fourth grade. Like, my first serious
All right, I'm
girlfriend
ready
was
to hear.
back in about fourth grade. Right? So, let me just focus. Let's just call her D. Right? So D was a trans, or not trans, fucking a bi. Yeah, so she was bi in fourth grade for some reason.
She was buying
So
in the
she
grade
was
of
also
fourth grade.
redhead, and she always wore these like leggings. And this, like, and I swear she never changed them, but you could tell like she cleaned them and shit. So she only had like one outfit that she liked wearing, I'm assuming. And she liked this like book series, and it was called like Warrior Cats or some shit. Yeah, so she read that shit, and I
Holy
was on the
shit, I know
bus
what
one
that is.
day. I was coming home. And she rode my bus. She got off at like an earlier stop. And she kissed me, right? I was like, "What was? Are we a thing?" And she said, "Yeah, I guess." So she got off, and then a day later, she came back on and she started touching my dick, and I was like, "Well, what the fuck? This is going fast." And then she said, "Yeah, if it's too fast, we can stop." And then I said, "Yeah, it's too fast." And then, like, we just slowly digressed back into friendship. And then she moved, or I moved, actually. Not sure what happened to her. She just, like, stopped coming to school and shit.
Damn. All right, that's a little weird. Like,
But she was nice too.
that
Like,
sucks though. Like having someone that like you like and like being like, dating them. Yeah. I had a relationship like that. Well, like I'm not gonna like share it since it was way too fucking recent, and like I'm pretty sure anyone who watches this part of the podcast is
tell
going
me
to
about
know
it like
and just
after,
give me shit for
unless
it
you want to like
because
talk about it
this was
now.
totally my fucking fault. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put it in the podcast, but I'll tell you it after actually. But I'll tell you the time of, I think, there's a girl in our school. I was about to say her name actually.
Anon.
And let's just keep her name
Yeah.
anonymous, but let's call her Anon. Yeah, let's call her Anon. And I've known
Oh,
this
I know
person
who it
since
is.
like
I know who you're
third
talking
grade. She
about.
just moved back, so you can get a brief summer. Like you know. I knew her since like the third grade, because she was dating my friend at the time. We weren't like close, but like we were close enough, you know, as friends. And
Yeah, she 100% is now.
now you think that she was like, you know, a hoe now.
Fuck.
Back then, she was the definition of it. Okay. Yeah. Like you think that she is now, but not back then. Holy fucking shit. I had a friend also at this time. He was actually a really good friend, and I miss him. I'm gonna say his actual name. You know, his name's TJ. He was pretty fucking dope. It
Really?
was a good friend. He actually cried when I told him I was
Oh my
moving,
God.
and then I moved.
Please don't tell me
It
you're
was
moving like anytime
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. I remember it was. I'm not. Don't Not moving yet. Yeah, I'm not moving at all.
Hell
I'm about
yeah.
to buy an apartment though, like soon, and like in high school, like 11th grade. But anyway, back to the story. So he would tell me like all the shit that they did together and whatnot, and I'm like, yo, for real? And we're in the third grade, so like.
Like we, you have
We're
no
now
idea
just
what it
like
is or
thinking
anything.
about, you know, sex and whatnot, but we're not actually doing it, and we don't have like our dicks hard and whatnot. Yeah, we just know like what it kind of is. Like, we have a brief understanding of it. It's just that he was just like, yeah, she touched my dick, dude. Like, you know, I'm pretty much the shit right now, and I'm like, yeah, or. But we kind of warned him before, like, you know, dating her, and like, we thought it was so cool of him because, like, he was at, like, you know how one of the coolest, like, imagine one of the coolest kids in our school, just like, talking to you at least, like, not just like, you know, talking to you just because, like, eh, but like talking to you in like a deeper form. He would do that with me, and like, I would do that, like, I would give him advice of like. Yo, you shouldn't date her. That was my first ever advice I would give out to someone. You know, shouldn't date her. She's a
Yeah,
hoe.
no, it's a hoe.
Norm's a hoe, and Anon. I mean, but yeah, because she was like talking to some other guys, And they would like always walk around this one area, and I was just damn. You know, like the thing is that he would talk to me, and then he would talk to my boy TJ, and then like all this other shit. And I was just like, what? Because she would talk to us, not in like, I'm gonna get with you or anything like that, but like in ways that, it's cheating, but not cheating at the same time. So she would
That's
like
kind of
touch
weird.
us and like talk to us and be like, hey, while she's still dating my mans. So that's why I was just like, you should stop, bro. Yeah.
What? Wait, say it again.
Have any
I believe I do. So this is a semi-recent.
stories?
You might know this. So let's just call her H.
Oof.
You get it?
I might. Or
So
yeah.
H, I asked her out, right? Because we were talking
I think
a
so.
lot, and she was nice. I liked her. We had the same
Yeah.
chill going. We had the same vibe, and during this, I think she knew sign language. So yeah, you know who it is, right? So her parents are deaf and stuff. So we're
Think I do.
yeah, so she
Oh, I know who
basically
it is.
we were about to go out on a date with Pierce and Maya, and they weren't a thing, and they still aren't a thing, but like apparently we're supposed to bring people so like it wouldn't get awkward. And it got it was we were about to go out, and she broke up with me, and then she like fucking moved or something. Yeah.
No, she was
She's
homeschooled.
listening. Fuck,
She
fuck.
texted me just now. This is coincidentally. No, she just told me that remember the time you got naked without telling me? Well, like she was I have a story about her as well. As you know that we used to be like really good friends. So one day, well,
Oh,
it
hell
wasn't
yeah.
even one day, it was on Halloween. I dressed up as 2D from Gorillaz, and I was just like, I need to get all this paint, like this paint off my face,
Yeah, it's
because
like fucking white.
he has
Yet again,
literally
he can't see,
no
so
eyes, and
he
like
can barely see.
his teeth are, yeah, so.
No, like, do you know the
Yeah.
backstory?
And he gets like no sleep and whatnot. Because,
I watched this whole fucking video. It's about
I don't
like
know
their backstory,
I
and
think I do.
apparently, oh, fuck, I have to remember. I don't wanna. So, what's his fucking name? Not 2D, not Noodle. Murdoch,
Wait,
Murdoch,
fuck. He has it starts with an
Murdoch,
M, I think, like Murbach.
apparently like crashed into this his music
M.
store and like broke all his shit and then hit his eyes, and that created a rare disease that only happens to some people, and the rare disease made his eyes turn black, and I'm not sure why they go white, but the black makes his or the black happens because the blood fills in his eyes, so that's why his eyes are black and white.
Damn.
Shit, I'm getting a heartache. What the fuck?
Didn't really know that. I knew like
I do too.
Like, I listened to Gorillaz. I just didn't know the backstory to it.
That was a breakout.
Gorilla, like, Feel Good Inc. There was
Up on
one.
Melancholy Hill.
There was one that I, like, fucking love. It was. That one's good as well. But it was like.
Oh, it's
It's
you're thinking
mostly. It
of
was like a
Clint
rap
Eastwood.
song, but like 2D sings in it. Yeah, that too is a good one, but no, it's like the music video is like it's just like a town, and it's not really even like a music video, but it's like stormy and it's like moving across the screen, and it's actually played in another
Oh,
song of
is
theirs
the
in
house
the
like where
beginning,
they're
but in
like
like
it's all the
in a
monsters
little
and
for
shit?
like a little bit, like a few seconds.
It's called
Yeah, it played like that song plays
the
in
fuck it's
only like a
called.
little bit in the beginning. I figured out what it was, now I forget it.
Yes, yeah,
I remember
oh fuck my
that
heart.
song is called
What the
Saturn
shit?
Bars, but like the other song is
Yeah, I don't know.
something else.
It hurts.
Fuck. Are you having like
I'm good.
heartburn or something
Just
like
it
that? You
happens
good?
sometimes. It fucking hurts like AIDS. Oh
Like
fuck.
how bad?
I'm playing fucking
I know how
off-brand
bad that is.
Gmod right now.
Yeah.
Off-brand murder mystery. Oh fuck. Shit hurts. I'm laying down, like flat out.
How are you laying? Or are you even laying down? Yeah, same.
Shit hurts. Fuck. Right. I think I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Oh, hey. Since, we're already 52 minutes into the podcast, this is a great time to be like video ideas.
How so?
I was thinking of making funny edits, just those kind of things. Just like of us. Funny like of us, like how like when I broadcast and we like if we
Yeah,
do
like
something funny, just put those in it, but like in
best
a
moments.
compilation kind of. Put in an edit for form. Yeah, like yeah, best moments of this game. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I was thinking of doing that because there's definitely some best moments in playing games with, like all of us. It's pretty fucking amazing. Because yeah, that's actually how like this channel that I made actually wasn't supposed to be out like this. That there's actually a backstory behind my channel. I wasn't even thinking of making a YouTube channel, but so Odessa and I were talking, and we were just like, we were somehow we got to the topic of like YouTube channels, and I was just like, oh no, all right, I
That's
was
fucking
talking
gay.
about history, and she was just like, you should make a YouTube channel. Oh, you're just talking about history, and I was like.